Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we've gathered here tonight into your presence. Lord, we ask that you would quiet our hearts, that you'd put our minds at peace, so we might hear your word, so we might come to know your direction, as we seek to follow you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. Following each scripture reading, there will be 5 minutes of silence. Tonight's scripture is Matthew 6, 9 through 13. This is the Lord's Prayer. We will be going through four different paraphrases of the Lord's Prayer. The first one from Matthew 6, 9 through 13 is the King James. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Matthew 6, 9 through 13, the Living Bible. This is a paraphrasing. Pray along these lines. Our Father in heaven, we honor your holy name. We ask that your kingdom will come now. May your will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. Give us our food again today, as usual, and forgive us of our sins, just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Don't bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle. This will signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or for another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, or as you take communion, or as you exit the worship center. The third reading is from the New International Version, frequently referred to as the NIV. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. This is then how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. The final reading of Matthew 6, 9 through 13 comes from the Message Bible. You can pray very simply, like this: Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do what you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. Basically, to me, are 2 reoccurring themes throughout the Bible. One is miracles, and the other one is mysteries. For me, the Lord's Prayer is part of the mystery of the Bible. Maybe an example of mystery. And electricity, to me, is a mystery. It's very simple, but I don't understand how does it flow through a wire. And when it does that, Well, I think you kind of see where I'm going with this. I know the Lord's Prayer works, but it doesn't really seem that spectacular when I break it down. But when I look at it, each part of it, the mystery seems to deepen more. What I like to do is start at the end and work forward. The reason I do that is because when I started stumbling around in the Lord's Prayer, the first thing I wondered is, why does it end with kingdom and power and the glory? Now, there is another sighting for the Lord's Prayer, and that's in Luke. And this phrase is not on that one. I have absolutely no idea why it's not there. It's the Lord's Prayer, but that phrase is in Matthew. That phrase is not in Luke. When I look at these three categories, kingdom, power, and glory, the first thing that comes to me is there is no measurement for these three things. To me, this is part of going back to the Old Testament where God frequently talks about, don't put your faith in numbers. Put your faith in God. Kingdom, power, and glory are simple, but it's kind of like electricity. They're so broad, we don't really have a concept of how big is God's kingdom? What is God's power? And the glory of God, that's beyond me. Working from the bottom and going on up, but deliver us from evil. To me, this section begins with the phrase, and lead me. Now, when I cite this to myself as we do the Lord's Prayer in church, I always put a little break in there. That's just for me. But the break is, and lead me, not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. This comes across to me from the standpoint of there are basically two ways that I can sin. What comes from within and what comes from the devil outside. And in my life, they both seem to be pretty frightening. But it's the idea that God will lead me. That's the most important for me. What does lead me mean? It means I must be willing to follow. The main part of being led is willing to follow. There seems to be quite a few phrases in the Lord's Prayer that have this, cuts two ways. God will do something if I do something. If I follow, he will lead me. Now there's another and right before the next section. Forgive as we are forgiven. Another kind of two-edged sword. If you look at the verse that just follows this in Matthew, what it talks about is you have to be able to forgive other people if you expect God to forgive you. Forgiveness is much broader than just being forgiven for what I have done. The other thing that kind of strikes me when I read this section is the importance of and. Almost every phrase in the Lord's Prayer is connected by and. To me, that indicates that they're all of equal importance. It's very tempting to say, okay, this is the main part of the Lord's Prayer, but when I try to look at it more closely, I see all kinds of parts. There are about 10 phrases in the Lord's Prayer. And each of those phrases is almost a sermon in itself. But I'm not a preacher, so don't worry. As we move up from the bottom of the Lord's Prayer, we come up with, give me. This is where I'm really good at this part of praying, asking for things. But what does Jesus say in the part where he's saying, give me? my daily bread. This is one of the hardest things as far as all I need is what's going to get me through today. I saw a quote the other day from C.S. Lewis, which is, we all face the future 60 minutes at a time. So we really don't need to be so much worried about how much food we're going to have. All we need is enough for today. Now, that's difficult for me to do. And some days it's difficult for me to do 60 minutes at a time. I only maybe do 15. The next mystery for me is, thy will be done. This is another one of those two-edged things. It's a separate prayer line, but it's very similar to the lead me section. If I'm going to ask God to lead me, I've got to be willing to follow. I must also do God's will. If I ask for God's will to be done, who is the first person I expect to do God's will? It's me. In the way I deal with other people. I have never been able to see God's will. By that I mean see it coming towards me. I only see God's will, what's been done for me in the past. How did I get to this place? Where am I going? I don't know, but I can see how I got to this place. Let me try and give you a very simple or brief example. This is part of my life. Around 1963, Nancy's parents started coming to the same church that I was going to. Nancy and I were both in our mid-20s at that time, and she has aged much better than I have. But when she came to our church, I was very impressed with her. She was easy to talk to. She had a lot of musical talent. She was very impressive. And she was pretty. Well, she still is pretty. I'm going to get in trouble if I don't do this carefully. So that was 63. In May of 65, I was drafted into the United States Army. I, for some reason, always feel I should refer to it the United States so you don't think I was drafted someplace else, but into the Army in 65. And you notice I have to stick to my notes because I kind of get these things off. So in 67, Nancy and I were married. 65 to 67, I had another year to go in the military. I was in for 3 years. That's another story. When Nancy and I was married, I was sure this is God's will. Back in 65, when I went into the Army, that was not God's will. I mean, I could not see anything good coming out of that. So we start. Nancy comes into my life. We get married. I see God's will. And then in July of 67, I was shipped to Vietnam. So we were married in March. In July, I was leaving for a year. Now, God's will sure is confusing to me because I did not see any of this coming. I didn't see any of the benefits. To kind of look at it, God's will was go to the Army, then Ted gets married to his life partner, and that's it. The rest of it is details. And part of what I think the mystery of the Lord's Prayer is, it's a simple prayer. Don't get hung up on details. Concentrate on the simple aspects of our lives. I don't think knowing God's will is easy for any, but I think looking back and seeing God working within our lives is the key. Now, the first part of the Lord's Prayer, the very beginning, is three phrases, and they're really quite simple, but it's about who God is. First one, God is in heaven. His name is to be honored, and his kingdom is coming. I think this sets a tone for us as we pray. It gives up a perspective. The rest of the prayer are the mysteries that I see, that I'm still working on. I'm still working on God's will. What do I need to survive just for today? Asking for God's forgiveness while I forgive others. Learning the benefits of forgiving. And also being aware that temptation is going to come my way and the devil is going to come my way. But God, the last phrase is, God has the kingdom, the power, and the glory to save me. The Lord's Prayer is a major part of my belief. I don't know about you, but there are many times I will wake up in the middle of the night and my mind is racing. It's just going, you know, and I'm wide awake and that. And what I try to do to calm myself is I will say the Lord's Prayer over. And I usually stick to the King James because that's the one we're most familiar with. I have to admit, I put the Peterson version, which is the Message Bible, at the end because that version of the Bible is the best one for me. It's easier to follow. But the King James for the Lord's Prayer, that's the right one because that's the one we use in church every day. So I repeat that one, and sometimes I'll get up to three times going clear through it. And it doesn't always work, but the majority of the time, it calms me down. The Lord's Prayer gives me a perspective on what the problems are in my life and the fact that I can trust God to lead me. Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for all the ways that you have given yourself to us, especially in this holy mystery. Lord, we ask that we might be strengthened and sustained as we go from this place. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.